On today's show, we outline five important questions to ask your advisor about inflation and its impact on you and your retirement. Coming up next.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Welcome in, everyone. Wealth Health Radio is the program. Joe Murphy is here. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe, of course, an independent fiduciary advisor with Murphy Wealth Management, helping folks for more than 20 years. Joe, this is, every week it seems there's something to do with inflation. and this time is no, this week is no exception. But just an observation, I've been doing these shows for, it's like 7 years. And for the first six, the first five, nobody ever talked about inflation.
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't an issue. It wasn't on our radar. Remember, it's when we're looking at this environment, especially those listeners, Steve, and that are under 60 years old, this was the very first experience that people have had with, as financial decision makers, I should say, with an inflationary environment. And right now, since 2020, affordability is basically in a vicious bear market, and we're all paying the price for those long-term 0% rates that we had and about $4 trillion in stimulus. There's just no such thing as a free lunch, Steve, and we absolutely, unfortunately, are paying the price for all that. So today what I wanted to do is kind of just do a quick rehash on how inflation works, purchasing power, and then talk a little bit maybe about the Fed and what they're trying to do. And again, I've talked about this on the show before. I would not want to be in Jerome Powell's shoes right now. I mean, It's like one of those movies where you see the actor is sweating, the water's pouring down. That's kind of the situation that he's in. So if it's okay, Steve, I'm just going to kind of talk a little bit to our listeners now and just talk a little bit about inflation, how it works. And I want to try and break this down as simply as possible, just the same way I do with my clients. And to put it as simply as possible, inflation is basically the decrease in the purchasing power of your money over time. So $100 today, we know we go to the store and unfortunately we're not getting as much goods and services in that cart. And I think every listener out there can attest to that. This same $100 in 10 years is actually going to get a lot less. That is inflation in its essence. So as more money enters the system, aka the stimulus and the government printing, the price of everything continues to increase over time. So I don't know, Steve, if you've ever been to like a family gathering where you hear, maybe an older relative saying, back in my day, and then they start talking, and then they start talking about how the price of milk was 10 cents, gas, or maybe the house that they bought for, 50 grand, everything was much cheaper. That's inflation at work. That is exactly in its essence what inflation is. It's the rising cost of goods and services. So a lot of people during that 0% interest rate environment that we had, if you think inflation isn't an issue, here's a great example of the loss of purchasing power of that dollar. So say, Steve, I had $100,000 and I just put it under my mattress or I left it in my checking account for over 25 years. In 25 years, at just a 4% inflation rate, your 100 grand is now 50 grand due to that loss of purchasing power. So even at 2% inflation rate, which we were humming along for a long time at 2%, that would wipe out almost a third of your cash. So over the last 40 years or so, the threat of inflation could basically be likened to a really cool analogy that I like to use to explain to my clients. It's like, we call it the frog in the pot. Have you ever heard of this, Steve?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yep. And the frog in the pot, it really does. And leaving money that's not keeping pace with inflation in this environment is actually almost exactly like the frog in the pot. And the way that it goes is if you have a frog in the pot and you have a cooking fire next to it and you start moving the frog closer and closer to that cooking fire, eventually the frog is going to realize before it's too late that its little life is over. That is exactly how this stuff creeps up on you. And taking strategies in turn and making sure that you are prepared and not losing your purchasing power, I can't say how important it is, Steve, but I think we've all now experienced the insidious behavior of inflation and the loss of our purchasing power. It's fresh in our minds. And, we will talk a little bit later in the show, is, interest rates going to increase? Are they going to be cutting? So using that frog in the pot analogy, Steve, I think it really exemplifies exactly, you know, if you don't plan, you don't prepare, what can happen before it becomes too late. So, you know, we talked a little bit about money supply, and I think this tends to go over a lot of people's heads because, you know, our economy is very complex and money supply has a lot to do with inflation. And once COVID started happening, we saw 40% increase in our money supply. That means that something that you bought for a dollar now unfortunately cost $1.40. So it's important now more than ever, I think, Steve, to remember that cash on hand, the cash that you have on hand is not wealth. It is a tool to help you build it. In other words, wealth is not tied to the amount of dollars in your bank account. What dictates wealth is purchasing power. It makes sense that we should all allocate our dollars in a way that outpaces or at least keeps pace with inflation. And this is a great environment. We've helped so many clients, Steve, take advantage of these high interest rates right now, whether it's using a tax-free municipal bond or whether it's using a money market account or a high-yield savings. Leaving your money under the mattress is not a good idea during inflationary environments. And is this going to change anytime soon? Steve, I've talked on this show ad nauseum. Inflation, unfortunately, is very stubborn, and it's going to be around for a long time. And a lot of people think, because they've been seeing, you know, the Fed bringing down the inflation rate, you know, over the last couple months, and now we've had a couple hot prints, actually, the last two. But as we've seen inflation come down from that high of 9.1, a lot of people are like, okay, things are going to get back to normal. In the last 3 months, it hasn't been very normal. It almost seems like prices are continuing to rise.
Oh, I think they are.
Yeah. Have you filled up your gas tank lately, gone to the store? This is all real world experience. Again, it's in our face. And for those people with this first experience with inflation, now you have an idea just how this can wreak havoc, not only in your life today, but down the road, especially for retirement. Not planning for inflation is akin to just saying, you know what, I'm going to wing it, or you know what, I'm not going to plan, or I'm just going to take this step. And now affordability becomes a problem. And Steve, our situation right now is wild. And I talk to clients all day long about right now, each part of the market is behaving completely different. It's unprecedented. So we have stocks that have been moving higher almost daily, and you know they're rocking and rolling, which is fantastic because they're anticipating that Fed is going to cut rates. They priced in 6 rate cuts. So we have stocks, AI, just blowing the doors off. But we also have bond prices are starting to fall, like rate hikes are coming back. And then you have gold prices that are rising and ripping like we're entering a recession. Oil prices are moving higher, like the economy is perfectly fine. And then cryptos are at all-time highs. What is going on here? What is going to give? So the traditional indicators that we use are all over the place. It's a very confusing, unprecedented time. And you can see how someone maybe trying to manage their own money is like, all right, you know, I've read all these books, I have experience trading. What do we do in this type of environment? That is the point, and that is the scary thing for a lot of pre-retirees. The market's going like haywire right now, which is fantastic for future retirees, but we have all these signals that are conflicting right now. So what to do specifically if you are going to rely on this investment money, whether it's a 401k, whether it's an IRA, or whether it's just a taxable account that you've been trading in? Is this money going to be safe to withdraw as income? And if you're depending on that, Steve, that's really where you want to start planning. And that's something that a fiduciary can help you with, is making sure that you are not wide open into a situation where an account that you're depending on now all of a sudden is down 30% or 40%, or you don't have the stability. That creates a lot of fear in this environment, Steve, and it's something that we want to avoid at all costs. So we wanted to offer this special offer this week to our clients. We haven't done this in a long time, but this is going to be for the next 10 callers. we are going to actually offer for the next 10 callers a free retirement overview where we are going to diagnose your investment allocations and make sure it is in line with your time horizon and your goals and your income needs. We're also going to do a Social Security risk score. This is going to create and show you the probability that you are in line for a Social Security reduction, which unfortunately in 2034, we could be facing a depletion of that old age and survivors trust fund. The chaos that that would create, it would again be unprecedented. We would also do a tax efficiency analysis on your future income. Next 10 callers into the show, you are going to get this very valuable review from a fiduciary financial advisor. Please call in. You'll be connected with our friendly reception. They will schedule that 15-minute intro call with me where I'll gather that information and we'll email you this complimentary overview. Steve, give our listeners that magic number and we're going to get to work.
You got it. 800-930-5905. Really, we're giving you an opportunity to review your individual circumstances, just what Joe's been talking about. There's no cost. There's no obligation for you to get the retirement review, the Social Security risk score. All it takes to get started is that phone call, 800-930-5905. And with that retirement review, you'll find out things like, well, how much risk are you taking? What about potential problems down the line? Fees, commissions, do you know what you're paying? All of those questions can be answered and more if you start by calling 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got lots more to talk about on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
When we come back, we're going to continue outlining five important questions to ask your advisor about inflation and its impact on you and your future retirement plan right after this.
Wealth Health Radio continues. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy is here. Joe, of course, helping folks for better than 20 years, independent, fiduciary, all of those things that come into play. Murphy Wealth Management is where you find him. You will find the website at mwmfinancial.tax. mwmfinancial.tax. Check that out. So, all right, Joe, we're back at it. I loved the ground you covered in the first. I mean, to take inflation like that and to just sort of put, I don't know, just real world terms to it, it makes it a lot easier to understand.
I think so too. And again, you know, to back up the words with real life experiences that mm-hmm. we're all encountering right now, it tends to teach a lesson. You know, lessons are unfortunately taught in the best way by experience. And we've all now experienced the ugly insidiousness of an inflationary environment and the loss of our purchasing power. It's rough out there, Steve. Mm-hmm. You know, the affordability, again, is in a bear market. And a lot of Americans really didn't realize what was coming down the road with all that free money and, you know, those low rates for so long. And, you know, going forward, we absolutely, and it's one thing that we do at this firm, is planning for inflation. You have to in an income plan. So no one could have predicted 9.1. Nobody out there. But unfortunately, there's a lot of near-term retirees that took that big plunge that felt the real pinch of that. And that can be really scary because if you're funding, you know, a 2-, 3-, 4-decade retirement off your own savings and prices basically double, you could run out of money before you run out of life. And that is absolutely something that we want to avoid for all our near-term retirees and retirees that are in a situation like that. Everything can help with a plan. And you know how we are with planning, Steve. It is absolutely critical. So if you're in a situation right now, definitely give us a call. Maybe we can show you a little bit. And we're going to talk now, Steve, about some things that you should ask your advisor, sure. ask your fiduciary about inflation. So if you want to fire them away at me, then I'll kind of answer them.
I'm going to start with let's talk about inflation. How does inflation impact my cash flow? How do you answer that?
Well, cash flow is king. You know, our cash flow is going to really dictate our money coming in and our money going out. And unfortunately, the money going out is going to be impacted by things like rising prices and loss of purchasing power of that dollar. So planning for a cost increase is prudent. And in every plan, you want to project that. So we're not just looking at milk's going to stay at 35 cents for 50 years. We want to project those costs on basic necessities, especially the things that make your life go, the most things that are essential in your life. We want to plan for an inflation or an increase in prices over time to make sure that when you do take that big step into retirement, Steve, that you are not in a situation where, oh my goodness, we didn't price this in. Now I can't afford, you know, to get a new car. We can't afford to move to the house that we always wanted because the rising cost of goods and services in this country right now, unfortunately, it's wild.
Sure it is. 800-930-5905 if you'd like to get started. So we're going through some questions that you should be asking your advisor or an advisor. And if you do have a plan in place, is it a long-term plan? And I think sometimes we lose sight of that.
Yeah. And look, the old school concrete plans, there's not many advisors that I know that use those anymore. Okay. You know, you want something that is fluid. You want something that moves with you. That's why a lot of us have migrated over to software where we can actually communicate through that plan. So if a client has a big purchase or they do want to buy a new house, new car, whatever it is, we can actually show the transaction before they actually take that big step to show the impact, not only now, but over time. All our planning software has inflationary priced in at the levels that we set. And right now, we're projecting inflation rates at 5 over time. And hopefully it's a lot less. That would be great news if we can really get a slowdown on these rising costs. But for right now, a 5% projection really gives you a good idea. Do I have enough savings to make it? Do I have sufficient savings to create the spending that I need to make my life go and enjoy the lifestyle that I want to create in retirement? These are all questions that can be answered through math, through planning, but you do not want a concrete plan because look, in just the last 2 years, how many things have changed. Legislation, tax laws, upcoming changes, inflation, market volatility. These are all things that can have an impact on your future. You want to be able to plan and adapt, and a concrete plan does not allow that. A fluid plan does, and that's why we migrated to these things. I love it, and I especially like the communication back and forth with the client online. When something comes up, we can modify, we can make adjustments. That's the way financial planning should be.
I agree with you, Joe. 800-930-5905. So if I realize I'm in a plan and things have not gone really exactly the way I thought they were going to go, when do you change gears? When do you change course? Or don't you?
I think having a financial advisor can really nullify the panic decisions.
Okay, and that's what I sensed in that.
Yeah, and to be honest, Steve, that's probably a big part of my job is to make sure that our clients don't push the panic button unnecessarily and create even more of a problem than they started with. Remember, selling those assets, no matter how volatile things could be, it's a finalization. It really is. Now, all of a sudden, you might have tax implications, and it can really be a downfall. And we're not just talking about investment management on the side, but you should have a proper asset allocation that is geared towards your time horizon and your needs and your goals. You know, to just wing it in straight tech, you know, that's worked for the last 8 to 10 years, but will it work for the next 10? We don't know that. And that's why adaptability is so important when it comes to things like this. Again, fluidity is the most crucial part, and the ability to adapt, especially in this environment, you want to be able to. But it's never too late, Steve. That's the main thing. It's never too late to plan, and it's never too late to switch gears if it's necessary. And that's something that having, you know, someone that understands what's coming next or what's going to happen can really give you some insight to say, you know, if you do push this button, here's potential outcomes. And understanding that for clients, I think a light bulb goes on and says, well, I don't want to do that. That just gives you confidence in decision making by using a fiduciary.
Of course. So let's talk diversification. I know we talk about it a lot. We've talked about it, I think, every week. But how is your portfolio diversified? And just because you've got four mutual funds doesn't mean you're diversified.
No, that's a great point. And mutual funds particularly, we see that, you know, clients that, you know, kept their 401ks through retirement or invested in mutual funds. It's kind of interesting for me to do a breakdown when we get those accounts over to review, because what I'll end up showing the client is, say, maybe they're in, you know, four or five different mutual funds inside their 401k. Well, what I'll do is I'll analyze the actual holdings or the companies that that mutual fund is invested in. And what we're seeing is large concentrations into those Magnificent Seven, now Magnificent Five, unfortunately, with the pullback on Apple and Tesla. We see the same concentrations across the board in any type of growth and even value. So the client is not as diversified as they think, because a lot of the holdings are similar. And that's one thing that we do here, is we are a straight stock portfolio advisor. And that allows me to traditionally diversify among companies, among sectors, among industries. I really like to have diversification, especially, as I said in that first segment, Steve, everything's all over the place. There is no rhyme or reason. Things are going up that don't go up in correlation. Things are going down. It is all over the place. The traditional indicators that say, hey, you should have your concentration in international or whatever it might be, or gold, are all off the radar right now. So we have things that are competing. We have things that are uncorrelated that should be. It's a wild environment. So diversification is really critical. So if one of these sectors or industries gets slammed, your portfolio isn't going to ride down. You have some insulation by spreading risk.
Sure. One of the other things that we talk about frequently, is, besides diversification, is the emergency fund. And I mean, is that, I guess we can't stress that enough, can we?
No, I can't, especially with the debt that is being accumulated in this country right now. And now we're starting to see default rates increase, and having an emergency fund is a luxury in this environment for some people, but it is a necessity for others. And what that emergency account allows you to do is insulate yourself or protect you from having to raid invested accounts to cover an unexpected expense. So having that emergency fund in cash, earning interest, as we talked about inflation, and just leaving it into a savings account that's earning, you know, 2%, or a checking account, or just a low interest bearing account, that your purchasing power is eroding. So one of the main things that we always like to talk to our client is, if you do have an emergency and you are, you know, fortunate enough to be able to fund that, in relation to your overall assets, you know, $20,000, $25,000 can cover most emergency expenses. But having that money earning interest, whether it's a high yield savings, whatever it is, you want that money not at risk. You want that money accessible, but you also do not want to lose to purchasing power loss in this environment. So having that access, Steve, is, I've seen it save so many clients over time. It is so, so important. And I know it's so difficult in this environment to find those dollars to save. And I think that's one of the biggest things that stops people, is because they're like, Joe, you know, I'm paying double for eggs and bacon every, you know, every week, where I could have saved that money. So our savings ability has decreased. The U.S. personal savings rate is currently, Steve, at 3.6%. So if you compare that to 4.10 of our discretion, of our overall income that we were able to save just last month, 4.7% we were able to save last year, and the long-term average savings rate in America is 8.48%. So our savings has been cut in more than half. That is a problem. So these emergency accounts are very difficult to fund in this environment, but that comes down to doing a budget, to cash flow analysis, to seeing what corners you can cut to get some excess cash into that safe haven account that you can pull off of in the event of emergency. I know it's difficult, but it is important. And this is something that we help our new clients with, is really getting that account funded and making sure that budget is working for our clients, and that the excess of spending is going on necessities because there's no other choice, not because you're not looking or coupon clipping or whatever it may be. Fund those emergency accounts, guys, if at all possible, because we don't know what's coming up next.
And Joe, we need to take a break. Let's, let's invite folks to call, take advantage of today's offer.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Next 10 callers into the show, and we're going to do 10 this week. And this is going to be an overall retirement planning review, so we can check out your investment allocation and make sure that it is in line with your long-term goals, your time horizon. That investment allocation review is going to tell you, are you too aggressive in this environment? Do you have diversification? Are you able to spread risk in this environment? Very, very important. Social Security analysis. Is your future Social Security at risk with the depletion of the Old Age and Survivors Trust Fund? And then also, more importantly, with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act set to expire at the end of 2025, are you tax efficient? Is your income tax efficient? These are the things complimentary that we are going to review with you. And it all starts with scheduling that 15-minute phone call with me, this fiduciary financial advisor that's in your ear right now. Steve, give our listeners that magic number and we will get to work.
800-930-5905. 800-930-5905. The goal here at the show really is to help you make the best retirement decisions for you. So if you've got questions about what we're talking about, how it applies in your situation, call us. 800-930-5905. 800-930-5905. Quick break. We're back. Lots more to talk about on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Everyone makes mistakes, but making them in retirement can be costly and should be avoided. When we come back, five of the most common blunders people can make, and we'll offer some suggestions as to how to avoid them right after this.
Welcome back to Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy is here. We have been talking a lot about inflation today and how to make sure that your portfolio is ready. And Joe has put together a fantastic offer. Let me just give you a phone number just off the top, 800-930-5905. So let's talk a little bit about the Fed, because the Fed, don't fight the Fed. I think you said that to me once. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell has now doubled down on maybe there's going to be some cuts, maybe not. Let's hear what he says.
These recent do not, however, materially change the overall picture, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down toward 2% on a sometimes bumpy path.
Really? It's been bumpy, has it?
Little bit.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, a little bit. No one really paying attention to that
at
all.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, is that double speak? I like the guy. He seems very amenable, seems like a decent fella, knows what he's talking about.
I do too. He's trying to keep the political aspect out of it, but he is in a very precarious situation,
sure,
Steve.
Not one I'd want to be in.
No, and unfortunately, with the inflation is transitory, if any of our listeners remember when that was coming out of Yellen and Powell's mouth, that was disastrous for the Fed and credibility and, going forward. They do not want to make a mistake of cutting rates too quickly. And I'm going to talk a little bit about history and when that happened prior to, but I did want to read a conflicting. This statement just came out. This just came out a few days ago from the Fed governor. So Fed Reserve Governor Michelle Bauman recently indicated that interest rates may need to rise, which is in direct conflict of what Mr. Powell just said. She said they may need to rise to tackle inflation, which is absolutely contrary to Powell and most of the other Fed members. So what officials are expecting may not happen. And she is known for a very strict view on inflation. And she believes that rate cuts, yes, they are on the horizon, but the timing is so critical, Stephen. Here is why. So back in the 1970s, and a quick guys know that I love history, so I'm always researching and I'm always reading. And I wasn't alive during this period, but back in the early 70s, there was a Fed chair named Arthur Burns. He was in office from late January 1970, all the way through March 31st, 1978. He made, probably in history, in the Fed history, the largest policy mistake since the Great Depression.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Yeah, so in the early years of the 1970s decade, the inflation rate had bottomed out and then started to rapidly rise, very similar to back in 2021 and 2022. So months before December 1974, inflation had peaked at 12.3%, and Mr. Burns started to cut interest rates. If you look at the rate cycle between 1970s and today, they're basically mirroring each other. So it increased to 12.3%, immediately started to cut interest rates. Inflation started falling, and the U.S. economy was going through a recession. However, it did not fall below 5% during that time. So he was trying to stimulate. It went down from 12.3 down to 5%. And after 1975, the GDP turned positive, but inflation started rising again. And this is when in 1980, for all of our listeners that remember the 15% mortgage rates, 15% yes. interest rates, it was clear that the interest rate reductions had been conducted too soon. So the Fed hero, Mr. Paul Volcker, came in, and in order to fight this, he raised rates all the way up to 20%. Now, remember, we're just talking numbers right now. You know, we're talking on the radio about numbers.
There was
significant economic pain during this period. So Fed Chair Powell is in a situation right now where they're almost using delay tactics because they are so terrified to cut rates early. However, you have the market that, you know, pre this year, six rate cuts for sure. There's a news flash out there. If you look at the market predictions on rate cuts throughout history, the market is wrong 90% of the time. So will we get these three rate cuts? I don't know, Steve. I think that this is a very important week. We're recording this on Tuesday. Wednesday is going to be the inflation print. We've had two elevated inflation CPI prints come out. And I think this one, most of the consensus is saying it's going to be up a little bit again. So that would make three elevated inflations. What does Powell do? Is Fed Governor Bowman correct in saying we may have to raise rates? Again, just like the market dichotomy is all over the place, now we're having conflicting views from the Fed. This is unprecedented times right now.
Jeez, and I guess so.
And I guess, you know, I do. I feel for Jerome Powell because he can't win for losing here. And I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to delay as much as possible to buy as much time as he can before cutting rates so he doesn't run into the same issue that happened to old Fed Chair Arthur Burns. He went down as basically like a villain. And, you know, no one wants to go down in history like that, but our economy is extremely sensitive right now, and consumers are already feeling the pain. We saw the data from the Department of Labor Statistics come back, and we saw zero manufacturing jobs added, zero. We saw government jobs continue to move higher. So some of the data that we're looking at is like eye-popping right now and has been. So when we're seeing all these indicators all over, Steve, I wish I had answers on what's going to happen next. We don't know. And that always makes me proceed with cautious. Most of our radio listeners know that fiscally I'm very conservative. We want to protect our retirees. 90% of the money that we manage at this firm is retirement assets. So we don't want our clients exposed to something that could free fall, something out of their control that could have a tremendous impact on the outcome. And this isn't something to say, hey, pull all your investments, you know, craziness is coming. We just don't know. Everything is all over the place. And when there's that type of uncertainty out there, Steve, I think it's prudent to at least take a look around and say, you know, should I review my investment allocations? Should I be this aggressive? Am I going to depend on these assets? These are questions that every near-term retiree and retiree should be asking themselves. And if they're not, this is an opportunity for you sitting there listening to the show saying, I don't know what's going to happen either, to have a review, to get that review done, because we can't go back in time, unfortunately. We can't just push a button, rewind, and say, I wish I coulda, shoulda, woulda. Life doesn't work like that. So the opportunities are ahead, and there's always an opportunity. I think Nietzsche said, out of chaos comes order. This is a chaotic period in our economy, but you do have an opportunity to head it off at the pass. It doesn't mean pull everything and go, you know, fixed and just sit there in a shell. No, that makes no sense. Again, a prudent review to look at those investment allocations to make sure that if something does go off the rails, you're somewhat protected with at least diversification into sectors and industries that can help each other. Those are the things that we want to review. So I wanted to take a little time and talk about that, Steve, because it's hot on everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. All our clients are asking about it. People want an explanation. Again, I'm not an economist. I don't have the overall answers, but I can see what's going on right now. So those predicting these rate cuts are absolutely going to happen, I'm not sure. They do not want to, they don't want history to repeat in a bad way like Mr. Burns. So I think Powell is proceeding with ultimate caution.
And I don't blame him for that. And I'm glad you did that little bit of history, because that was a question that I had. What happens when the Fed drops rates? And you just played it all out for us as something that happened in the 70s. I mean, again, history, right?
History,
I mean,
yeah. Context. You know, it gives us context.
Exactly.
It gives us something,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, near term to pull off of, and saying, you know, this may not happen in the future, but here's what happened the last time they cut rates too quickly. And now we see why there is trepidation with Mr. Powell saying, you know, we're not really sure. So it sounds like they're talking out of two sides in their mouth. It feels like a delay tactic, but I understand the why.
800-930-5905 is the number. And, you know, you talk about mistakes that that sometimes people have made. Well, here's another one, is that they think you can beat the market. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but that's just silly, unless you're Warren Buffett. Oh, wait, he can't either.
Yeah, no, you know, time in the market is the most important, according to Buffett, and he's right. You know, he's the greatest investor of all time. Timing the market is folly. You know, a lot of our clients that, you know, are like, you know, pull everything, go into treasuries, they end up missing the upside. And that's why diversification, Steve, is so important. It really is. And having things wide open when you're going to depend on those assets, when it starts going against you, you're easily panicked because you're way over aggressive. You know you're way over aggressive, and now all of a sudden the market starts going against you and you may push that button. Having a diversified, sound financial plan through retirement and professional management of your assets can really help you answer those questions as you go, so you don't push that panic button. Again, Steve, it's 60, 70% of my job is making sure that our clients are on a true path towards their retirement goals with their investment management, and they don't push that panic button.
Right. Well, and Joe, another one too is, you know, there is a time when we should put some of our money into cash, but we can't leave it there indefinitely. And unfortunately, that's what some people are doing.
They are. Well, it's a, you know, and I get it. You know, parking money right now has never been more profitable. You know, you're four to 5.5% for doing nothing, taking no risk, but collecting that interest payment. But interest rates will not stay at this level. Remember, the interest rate also applies to our federal debt. And at $35 trillion, it's costing American taxpayers $2.3 billion a day to keep interest rates this high. If they stay here or go higher, I don't know what's going to happen with our economy. So again, in a pickle, and everything seems to be working against this Fed, but they're going to have to cut rates eventually. That's where you don't want to sit and not make a move. You want to have the ability to adapt.
You talk about that panic that sets in, you know, putting a lot of money in a little money in a lot of places.
Yep.
That can be folly as well.
Yeah, you don't want to over diversify. There's no reason. You can have concentrations. Again, that's why it's so important for us to understand what our clients' time horizon and what those income goals are off these piles of money. And that really dictates how we invest those funds. It's really important to get that review. And, you know, a lot of people, maybe they're in their 401k and they haven't looked at it in, you know, 15 years or 10 years, they're riding that roller coaster and they're at the mercy of the market, something that's completely out of their control. That's why a lot of our clients love the active management, because we can adapt as market conditions change.
If that sounds good to you, folks, now's a great time to give Joe and the team a call and come on in and have that conversation.
Yeah, and we are doing that special offer this week, and I know I kind of got wordy on that segment, so I'll make it an abridged version. We're going to offer a retirement review for the next 10 callers, so we are going to analyze your investment allocations in relation to your time horizon. We're going to talk about Social Security. Are you at risk for a possible reduction in 2034? And also tax efficiency, guys, so important. Taxes are on our mind. We got the tax deadline coming up. Is your income efficient? Is your tax plan efficient? These are things that we can show you some tricks to help you create more efficiency, especially with that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act coming up in 2026. So next 10 callers, Steve, give them that magic number and we're going to get to work.
You got it, Joe. It's 800-930-5905. Again, no cost, no obligation to help you get a better handle on your financial situation. Find out what your investments are costing because of fees or commissions, tax implications down the line. How much money can you generate from your savings once you move into retirement? You can find out by calling Joe and the team at 800-930-5905, 800-930-5905. Quick break. We're back. One more segment to go here on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Our listeners have some questions and we've got some answers. That and more coming up next right here on Wealth Health Radio.
We're back on Wealth Health Radio, segment four, time for some questions from listeners. And by the way, I want to mention your Facebook page. I haven't done that today. And so the Facebook page, it's Murphy Wealth Management. Just go to Facebook, search for it. You'll find it. And you'll be glad you did. Because Joe and your team, I know you're not the social media guy, but you also you supply content. And so that's really what it's all about.
Well, there was a really good quote that came out today that I was looking at it on Facebook, and I didn't – this is going to make me look like an idiot, but I don't care. So there's an artist, Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
And she had a really beautiful quote, and it's on our Facebook. If you get a chance, go check it out. But I was reading it to Amber, and I said, Beyonce. And she's like, Beyonce? I was like, is it? I don't think I've ever heard her music, and I hate to admit that, but I didn't know how to pronounce her name, and then I got ridiculed by all the ladies in the office here. So definitely not up to date on some of this stuff.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and again, but so one of the folks, or Jerry is asking us, he's wondering about charity. He's asking about QCDs. He's talking about what can he do to sort of help alleviate his tax burden. What do you think, Joe?
Well, that is awesome and perfect timing, especially, like I said, taxes are on everyone's mind right now. So if you're looking at your return going, what can I do to limit what I owe next year? This is the perfect time to do tax planning. Remember, what tax prep is basically the recording of those numbers. You're not changing anything. You're just reporting what you did in that year. Now is the time to really start getting this plan together for 2024. So I wanted to review a couple things that we always talk to our clients, and most of it has to do with charitable giving. Charitable giving not only makes you feel good and strengthens our community and your favorite charities, but it also creates massive tax efficiency. So we are very familiar with a lot of the strategies that we employ for our clients that allow them to give more and create more tax efficiency on these transactions. So I wanted to read through a couple here, Steve. This is a great question, and I wanted to take a little time. We may only hit this question, Steve, today.
Okay.
But I think this is so important for our listeners to understand the ability to give and magnify your donations while creating tax efficiency for you and your family. So number one, charitable deduction limits. So with the standard deduction going away in 2026, probably back to itemization, when the standard deduction was raised back by the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, most people moved from itemization to the standard deductions. So if you itemize your deductions on your tax returns, the annual deduction limit for gifts to public charities, including donor advised funds, is up to 30% of your AGI or adjusted gross income for donations of non-cash assets like stocks that are held for more than one year, and up to 60% of your adjusted gross income for donations of cash. So when one of our clients' 2024 charitable deduction amount exceeds those AGI limits, they can carry over the excess amount forward up to 5 additional tax years, subjected, of course, to the AGI limits in each year. So what an incredible opportunity.
Wow.
And yeah, really, really
cool. Pretty
cool. Planning, it allows you basically to carry over and create more tax efficiency for yourself. Standard deductions. This is a big one. Itemizing deductions makes sense if the total of all deductions exceeds the standard deduction. For 2024, the standard deduction amount is $14,600 for single filers out there and $29,200 for married couples filing jointly. Here's another one, Steve. Appreciated non-cash assets held for more than 1 year. So this is something like maybe you have your diversified portfolio and you bought a stock for $5 and it blew up to like 100 or 50 or whatever. Now you have this one single security in your portfolio that is highly appreciated. So donating these assets can unlock additional funds for charity in two ways. First, you potentially eliminate the capital gains tax you would incur if you sold the asset and then donated the proceeds, which may increase the amount available to the charity by up to 20%. And then second, if you itemize, you can claim a fair market value charitable deduction for the tax year in which the gift is made and may choose to pass on that tax savings in the form of more giving. I love that. And then last, I think we've covered this a lot, but this is really important with qualified charitable distributions or QCDs. So the Q, yep, your QCDs, they allow a donor age 70 and a half or older. So that's the benchmark, age 70 and a half or older, to instruct your IRA custodian to send up to $105,000 this year to one or more operating charities. This includes excludes donor advised funds, by the way, tax free. So while your withdrawals from your IRA are taxable income, the QCDs are not and satisfy all or part of your annual RMD. This can also be used whether a client takes the standard deduction, itemizes, but you have to make sure that you cannot, you note that you cannot claim a tax deduction as well, right, on that QCD. So you can't double dip on that.
Right.
But really, really cool. And I have a quick example, Steve, if we have time, of,
yeah,
of
sure.
something
no,
that we just
time.
Did with a client on highly appreciated stocks in your portfolio. Look, the market is ripping. And if you were into semiconductors or you hit a high flyer and you're watching this one stock that's so highly appreciated, this is a great opportunity for a top performer and for people that want to give. So one of our clients purchased 2,000 shares of, I'll just say, you know, ABC stock 5 years ago at $5 a share. The stock is now at $50 a share, and it became an oversized position in her otherwise diversified portfolio. Really, really diversified. We like to spread risk. She wants to use 1,000 or half of her shares to create a large gift to a charity this year. So she could sell the shares, pay capital gains on the amount of appreciation, and donate the after-tax proceeds to a donor-advised fund or public charity. So, however, if you donate the stock directly to a charity, you eliminate the capital gains tax and you can increase the amount available to that charity and generate additional tax savings.
Ooh.
So this is what we talk about, Steve, is there is a better way to do things. The intuitive way is probably just to sell it and then donate it, right? That's
sure.
what a lot of people are going to do. But having an advisor that is familiar with strategic charitable strategies can help you give more and create more tax efficiency. I love doing this because it allows us to strengthen our communities to give more, whether it's a church, whether it's a food bank. You have the ability to maximize those donations and create more tax efficiency going into 2024. So for our clients out there that do want to do more, or listeners that want to do more with charitable giving, we have the strategies for you, whether you're a business owner, whether you are an individual investor, however you want to give, we can show you tried and true strategies in 2024 to give more.
And it's now's a great time to start planning for that, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, look, again, tax prep is recording those numbers. Tax planning is planning ahead and making sure that you are creating tax efficiency. So if you've had an issue with owing the IRS, the government, or the state, and you're like, oh man, how do I correct this? And you're giving to a local charity, or you would like to, and your, you know, your stock portfolio is absolutely, you know, blown up, this is an incredible opportunity to, so to speak, kill two birds with one stone. And
sure.
we love doing these strategies. It really helps these charities out, and it helps us strengthen our communities and give more.
Absolutely. 800-930-5905 is the number. And so we got a little bit of time left, Joe. Let me see. I think there was a question relating to exactly what we're talking about.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, here. What should I do with RMD funds after paying taxes if there's currently no need for the funds and I want them to grow with limited risk?
Wow, that is perfect timing. And
yeah.
who is that question
That's
from?
That's Brenda.
Brenda, excellent question. So, again, we talked about qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs. So instead of taking that and paying taxes on it, you can do that QCD if you're at that particular age. So if you're at that particular age, you can absolutely use that QCD. Or you could use what's called a donor advised fund. And what a donor advised fund allows you to do, it's basically like your charitable giving portfolio. So you can donate a stock in there, and then you can give on your time. Remember, it's all tax-free. You can give on your time to the charities that you choose. So people that have philanthropic tendencies or love to give, these donor advised funds are perfectly, because it allows you to grow the asset. It allows you to pick and choose the charities and when you want to donate. So these are awesome things that we can help our clients with. But if the age limit is an issue on the QCD, then we can look at maybe a donor advised fund to help you maximize that giving and minimize that taxation.
I like it. Boy, that's perfect timing on that one, too. Joe, let's go ahead and wrap it up for today.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And we are doing that special offer for this week and this week only. So next 10 callers, if you are in that retirement red zone and you are sitting there going, wow, do I have enough? Am I invested correctly? This is the things that you want to plan for. And these are the things that we can help you. So next 10 callers, we're going to offer a complimentary review. You're going to call the number that Steve's going to give you. You're going to be connected to a friendly reception, and they're going to book that 15-minute intro call with me at your convenience, no charge. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to listen. I want to understand what your burning questions are, what your concerns are. Once I gather the information that we need, we're going to do an investment allocation review for you. We're also going to do that Social Security analysis to see if your future Social Security income is subjected to risk because of the depletion of the Old Age and Survivors Trust Fund. And then last, as we were talking about charitable strategies, there are also many tax strategies that we can implement to create tax efficiency. This is all at no charge. This is a complimentary review. We don't do this one often, but we're going to throw it out there this week. Next 10 callers, Steve, give them that number, and we're going to get to work.
800-930-5905. That is the number. It's an opportunity to get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. Joe and the team at Murphy Wealth Management are there for you, taking that complex financial world, turning it into something that, well, just makes sense. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, that retirement review, along with the Social Security risk score, all of that, no cost, no obligation. Simply make the phone call, 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905. Joe, as always, this is my favorite show of the week to do because, I mean, you do so much work and research coming into this thing, I can't help but just copious notes and learn.
Well, that's so fun, Steve, and I'm glad that you're learning. And yes, you know, we take this seriously. You know, we're focused on this 24/7. It's important. Our client's outcome is important to us. And if the outcome is important to you, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to talk next week. I get a great story about a raccoon that I'm going to share on the air next week. So tune in, guys. Any questions, you know where to reach us.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.